Archers for the week 3rd to 8th November 2002.
That's getting ready to take over at Brookfield.
We'll try and make an early start tomorrow. Get up to Preda soon after lunch.
It's a long drive.
Yeah, I know. But...
So what time shall I come in?
Well, maybe a bit earlier, if you can make it.
Roger?
I mean, I'm sure Chabra will be fine.
I'll give him a hand to clean up after milking.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I found those ear tags.
Aha.
She'd left them in the drawer in the office.
Oh, of course. Where else?
Well, morning, Bert.
Morning, Bert.
You're going to tag those two now?
Yeah, I might as well. I'll bring one down.
I'll leave you to it.
Okay, Bert.
Oh, while I'm here...
Are you all set for tomorrow?
I come down to check with David.
Bert's going to be in charge of the ewes and the Herefords.
And everything else, except the calves and the milking. I'll leave them to Chabra.
Go on, let's get it over with.
Well, there shouldn't be any problems with the Herefords, touch wood. Just a matter of hauling out the silage.
Well, any spare time you've got, you can carry on fencing up at Blacklands.
Well, I don't suppose you'll have a lot of time on your hands.
And I'd sooner stay close to the farm, just in case. I mean, Chabra's a good lad.
But... Yes, you ought to keep an eye out for him.
Right, no.
Have you got the right tags? Hold on, I'll see.
Thanks.
Just between ourselves, I reckon he's a bit nervous. Taking all that responsibility.
Oh, he's young, but I'm sure he can cope.
Well, I'm not saying he ain't up to it.
Right, now, you want me to hold her?
Yes, please. That's it. Now, the other one.
You seen the list he's made?
What, Chabra?
Has he?
He's written it all down, everything he's got to remember.
Well, that's very sensible.
So, what's on it exactly?
Well, I don't know, it's all in Hungarian.
Great. Okay, that's you done.
Anyway, it'll be nice for Chabra to know he can call on you if he needs to. Someone experienced.
I'll look after him. Any idea what time Wednesday you'll be back?
Well, before afternoon milking.
Actually, Dad, we could get back on Tuesday night.
No.
Yeah, if we left at six.
What, straight after the funeral?
Well, after the tea. We'd be home by midnight.
Oh, no, come on. You'd be shattered.
I could manage it.
What about the rest of us? What about the children?
They'd sleep in the car.
Oh, no. I really can't see the point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
You can tell Ruth. She's not to worry about the farm.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So, we'll see you Wednesday, Bert.
Ah. Oh, well, before I go, do you mind if I have a go on the computer, David?
Well, no one else is using it.
What, you want to write a letter or...?
No, he wants to use the internet. Or you want to look at Mrs. Aldridge's website.
Hey, breakfast time. Got you something special. Mm-hmm. Papaya with a dash of lime.
Papaya? Breakfast?
Mm-hmm, fresh from the fridge. Unless you'd rather have porridge.
No. Oh, that's lovely. All the time. I ought to get up.
What's the big rush?
Oh, I can't stay in bed all day.
Oh?
Simon. Oh. I've got things to do.
Oh, sure.
Other things. I'll have to do the usual. Go and have a look at the stock.
Oh, I'll get it.
I suppose I needn't go in for an hour or so.
Oh, there's fresh coffee, too.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, breakfast in bed. This is so nice of you.
Nothing's too good for you. The weekend's slipping away. We'd better make the most of it.
Oh, don't say that. It's been lovely.
I've got essays to mark. I'll have to work later.
How long for?
Oh, a few hours. I should be through by the time you get back.
Good.
Come on, butcher.
I was having this dream. It was so weird about Honeysuckle Cottage. Mm. Yes, I think it was. We were looking round and we found this whole set of rooms we hadn't seen before.
Mm.
Yeah, it was really strange. And in one room there was my old rocking horse and it was different. Someone had cut its tail.
No.
Yeah, it was horrible. And painted it the wrong colour, sort of purple.
Well, I guess there's a hidden meaning in there somewhere.
Oh, don't start analysing. I'm doing my head in. Anyway, it probably means we'll never buy the place.
Who knows?
Come on, you know the figures. We can't even make a decent offer.
We can make any offer we like. They can always refuse it.
Even if we put in our top whack, they'd still laugh at us.
Well, I'm not a quitter. I'm not giving up hope just yet. Maybe we can still, you know, bridge the gap somehow.
How? With what? Where do we lay our hands on 20-odd grand? Rob a bank?
Oh. As we've nothing better to do. Shall I go fetch a calculator?
Two more about to carve. One of them a heifer.
Due when?
Oh, over the next couple of days. I'll keep the cow in now. Chabba can bring the heifer in tomorrow.
Well, as long as he knows.
Oh, yeah, it's down on the list.
Right, well, I'll leave your tea here.
Oh, thanks. The kids all right?
Oh, yes. Your mother's helping them pack their stuff for tomorrow.
Well, don't let them take too much.
Do our best.
Tell Josh that he can't take his Thunderbird stuff. He'll lose all the pieces.
Yes, he knows that already.
Yeah, well, we had a discussion about it this morning. He wanted to show it to Grandpa Solly.
I see.
So, I guess it still hasn't quite sunk in.
No. Though sometimes he seems quite matter-of-fact about it. Grandpa Solly's with the angels. We shan't see him again.
Yeah, he's confused.
Well, I do think you're right not to take him to the funeral.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you, Ruth's found a neighbour of Heather's who'll look after him.
Oh, well, that sounds ideal.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
To be honest, I think he's far more worried about missing the fireworks.
What?
He'll miss the fireworks on the green.
Oh.
And he remembers last year's. We had a long chat about it.
So, does he know we'll miss it this year?
Well, I didn't actually spell it out to him.
Probably the less said, the better.
We spent half the morning doing our sums, used all the scrap paper we could find.
Oh.
Whichever way we tried, they still didn't add up.
Even if you both take on the mortgage?
We've been through it all, it just doesn't work.
Oh, I do think it's a shame. I was so looking forward to having you in the village.
Would have been nice, but...
Well, I think house prices are ridiculous. They're asking too much for it.
No, they'll get it in the end, I'm sure.
Oh, dear. Wish there was some way I could help.
Oh, no, forget it. There's not the only house in the village. I guess there'll be other places.
Well, nowhere quite as nice as Honeysuckle.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is.
Well, I wonder if we can... Oh, that's probably Bert.
Oh?
Well, about the website. Something else I've got wrong, apparently.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Bert.
Hi.
In. Tea?
No, Tara, I've just had some.
Well, I better... Oh, you going?
Yep, have another look at the deer before I go.
Right, darling, perhaps I'll see you later then.
OK, Mum, perhaps I will. See you, Bert.
Bye, Debbie.
Now, Bert, what exactly is your problem?
Is your computer switched on?
No, but I can go.
If we have a look at the website, then I can show you. There, that's it, that's a page.
Oh, nice photo of the bull.
Oh, not just the bull. It shows my place too.
Yes, there's Woodbine Cottage.
So now you can see what I mean.
Well, no, not really, no.
Well, look at it. That photo must have been taken a while ago.
Oh, yes, I didn't use the digital camera. I scanned it with my scanner from an old print that I had.
Oh, that was taken after the lorry went into our front wall.
Well, yes, but not straight after. I mean, it's all been repaired. It looks as good as new.
Well, yes, maybe, but not the garden.
Ah, yes. Yes, I see.
It's still a mess. A wilderness. Well, there's nothing in it at all. I mean, anyone looking at this would think I didn't know the first thing about gardening.
Oh, but everyone knows what a marvellous garden
you've
got.
Well, not from this they wouldn't. And I don't think it's fair.
Well, I'm not sure what to say.
You should have a more up-to-date photo. One that shows my hollyhocks and gladioli.
Well, you did have some lovely hollyhocks this year.
Yeah, here. Now, I took a few photos myself.
Oh.
There, now, what do you think of that?
Oh, yes, that's jolly nice.
I took that at the end of the summer, September, when the garden was at its best.
But it doesn't really show much of the bull.
Oh, well, what about this one, then? I took this from further back.
Well, yes, that's nice too, but it...
You can see the front of the bull, Sid's hanging baskets, and that blessed peacock too.
Yes, yes, so you can.
So why can't you put this on your website?
It's not quite so easy, Bert. You see, I normally use digital pictures taken with my special
camera. But you said you scanned in the one of the bull with your scanner.
Yes, yes, I did.
So why can't you scan this one in instead?
Oh, right. I'll try. But I can't make any promises.
Hello.
Hi, I'm almost done here, another 10 minutes.
Ah, great, I've been missing you.
And me, you. How are you doing?
Not so bad. Someone needs to learn how to spell illusion with an A.
Oh, the things you have to put up with.
Yeah, you bet. Another half hour should see the back of it.
Good, I'll be home by then.
Oh.
Have a nice quiet evening, huh?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it.
See you soon. Love you.
And me, you, honey. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, hell. Yeah, hello?
Simon.
You.
Hey, that's no way to greet a friend.
Look, Jeanette, I asked you not to call.
Oh, come on. I only wanted to say hello.
Jeanette, look, it's Sunday afternoon. I'm at home.
I've been missing you so much. Why haven't you called?
You know why. Do I have to say it all again?
All right, but it's been a week now. 9 days.
Honey, I'm not doing this for fun, don't you understand? I'm trying to keep my marriage together. We've got to hold off for a while longer.
So how much longer do you need?
You know how it is. Imagine this was you and Sandy. You don't stitch these things up in a few days.
Oh, okay, so that leaves me out in the cold.
I'm getting there. Things are looking up already. Give me another couple of weeks.
2 weeks? And what am I supposed to do in the meantime?
Be patient.
Well, that's fine for you to say.
Just 2 more weeks, please, honey.
Look, I'm sorry. If you expect me to wait around while you try and save your sad excuse for a marriage...
Jeanette, listen. Jeanette! Damn.
There's a problem for Shula and Alistair.
Major crisis. They'll have to move the soil pipe about 6 inches to the left.
Why?
Oh, they've explained it to me at great length. Something to do with the water main.
Is that serious?
As far as I can see, it won't make the slightest difference.
Do you think you should talk to Lewis?
No, it's all been sorted.
As long as we don't end up with the loo in the middle of the yard.
Well, I can't say 100%, but...
Oh, they haven't delivered the hoof oil. I'll have to phone them.
Anyway, that's made me 10 minutes later than I already am.
Oh, no time for coffee.
Oh, I'm meant to be on my way to Hollerton.
Okay.
Hey! Where's the car? Your car.
Oh, Kenton's borrowed it. He's gone into Borchester.
Okay.
He's got a business meeting. Someone he knows who runs an IT firm.
Well, I suppose he can't get there any other way.
No, and I'm quite happy for him to borrow the car.
As long as he doesn't mess up the carpet.
I warned him, no beetroot soup.
What's he like?
Yeah, I think Elizabeth had had enough, really.
Yeah, last straw, I suppose.
Oh, he can be quite a handful. But he is my brother. Oh, darling, you're quite sure you don't mind him staying on?
No, really. Remember, it was me who took him in.
He is very easy. And actually, I've quite enjoyed having him around.
So why have you got your fingers crossed?
I haven't. Not really.
Oh, well.
He is trying very hard to fit in. And he's looking after Daniel for me this evening.
What? Are you going...
The PCC meeting. To sort out the job statement for the new vicar.
Oh,
it starts early, and I'll have to go before you're back.
Hi, Shula.
Hello.
Hi. Another asylum seeker.
What?
Escaping from the tyrant of Lower Loxley.
Oh, yes, you mean...
Got another spare room if you want?
No, thanks. I've got home of my own. Shula's about Marjorie.
Oh, yes. How is she?
She's all right today. I wish a lot better.
Good.
Okay, I'm off. I'll give you a call.
All right, bye.
Bye. Only you said you'd look in on her at dinner time.
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, shouldn't worry. I think she'll be fine today.
No, you sure?
Yeah. She's got some salad and can manage the kettle all right now. So.
Well, I could still pop in anyway.
You know what she's like. I don't want her to think we're fussing over her.
All right.
She keeps saying how grateful she is and she doesn't want to be a nuisance.
Well, there's no way she'd have managed without you.
Mm, wow. I worry about her long term, though. Her wrist may be all right now. I mean, what about the rest of her? Her arthritis? She seemed to get a little stiffer every day.
Yes, I've noticed.
With the cold weather coming on as well. I mean, it's bound to get worse, not better.
I've gone off Hermione, you'll be glad to know.
That is a relief.
I've been wondering about Roisin.
Huh?
Don't you think it's such a pretty name? It's still quite unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like it. We'll definitely keep it on the list.
Or, if it's a boy... How about Fanon?
That's a bit fancy.
I really like it. He was a famous warrior.
Oh, well, my son a warrior? Huh. Yeah, that's better. Now, say it again.
Finorn.
God, Finorn. How do you spell that?
F-I-N-A for the N.
Oh, of course, yes. Silly question, wasn't it?
What's wrong with that?
Look, these obscure Celtic spellings, it took me long enough to get used to Siobhan.
Well, plenty more in here. What about Phelim?
Spelled?
F-E-I-D-H-L-I.
Okay. Come on, you're winding me up, aren't you?
No! I really do like it. Or we could call him after my Uncle Tig.
Yeah, and that's nothing as simple as T-Y-G, I suppose.
I think it's a lovely name.
Anyway, look. There's Parma ham, mm-hmm. P-A-R-M-A, and a couple of sorts of cheese.
Ooh, salad too. What a feast. Oh, you are good.
Hey, God, you think I've been slicing peppers all morning? I only nipped to the deli.
Well, I do appreciate it.
Well, as soon as the kettle boils, I make the tea.
Oh, so nice to be waited on.
Where did you get that book from?
Oh, been passed around the family. My cousin had it last.
What did she call her unfortunate child?
Children. She's had two. Jack and Lucy.
That's in the side, then, wasn't she?
All right, you've heard my favourites. Now it's your turn.
Well, I've quite taken a fancy to Hugo. Well?
Well...
If you don't like it, just say so.
Try me with another.
You really hate it, don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I just can't help it.
Okay, best to be honest.
So, what's your next?
Well, I know Charles isn't so fashionable.
Charles? Now you're winding me up.
All right. I'll go back to
Finorn. And what if by some quirk of fate we have a girl?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, you're much better at this game than I am.
No. You've got to help me.
Okay, I'll think about it. Anyway, come on, put the book away for now and have something to eat.
Righty-o. Oh, and what about Debbie and Simon? Do they still want to buy honeysuckle?
They'd like to, yes.
Better not wait for too long. There's someone else looking at it tomorrow.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Why? They've not fallen out again, have they?
No. Jenny says they've been terribly lovey-dovey. No, I just don't think they can afford it.
Hi, Earth to Cathy.
What?
Oh. Way up among the clouds, aren't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was just...
Do you mind if I join you?
Yeah, of course. What time is it?
Oh, you're all right for a minute, aren't you? Don't let your coffee get cold.
I was just thinking about...
Don't tell me, I can guess.
Oh?
I saw him this morning when he was leaving the stables.
Oh, no, it wasn't him, not Kenton, not really.
He said he's missing you too.
Well, you must admit, it's not quite the same here without him.
Yeah, I think Nigel would agree with you. Not sure about Elizabeth.
It's all a bit tense, isn't it?
We've all been walking on eggshells.
All got too much for you?
Oh, no, Julie and Lewis have got the twins for half an hour. So
you're having a little skive, then?
Actually, I must have a word with Lewis before he goes. Mm-hmm. See if he knows about these alarms they give to old people in case they fall over. Do you know what ones I mean?
Oh, is this for Marjorie?
I mean, Lewis might be able to help. He's an architect.
Well, a social worker might be more helpful. Or one of the old people's charities.
Yeah, have to find out. Told Marjorie I would.
So, you've already discussed it with her?
Yeah, although I've been very tactful about it. She's not too keen on gadgets.
Oh, sounds just what she needs.
Oh, no.
Save you a lot of worry.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. So I want to get one before she changes her mind.
I'm glad her wrist's better anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's a big relief. She's much better in herself as well. She's so looking forward to her trip to London.
Yeah?
Didn't I tell you? Mr and Mrs Woolley are taking her to the Festival of Remembrance.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think it's a lovely idea. She deserves it after all those years doing the poppy. You're floating away again, aren't you?
What? Oh, no.
Have you lost something?
No, it's just I'm checking my mobile.
Oh.
Wasn't sure if I'd switched it on.
Expecting a call, are we?
Well, Kenton did say he might. We're going out tonight and
Anywhere special?
No, just the feathers. He said he might be late. He's babysitting for Daniel.
Oh, right. So he's getting on all right down there with Julia and everyone, is he?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's very easygoing, and he's so good with Daniel.
Mm. Well, it's nice to be going out anyway. Roy's working evenings all the week, and Saturday as well, I think.
Kenton's taking me out on Wednesday, too. My afternoon off.
Look at girl.
Well, I've got more business than pleasure. We're doing some research for his cyber cafe.
Oh, right. That's still on then?
Oh, yeah. He's found a vacant shop in Newland Street. It's actually been a cafe before.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I never went in there.
No.
It always looked a bit grotty from the outside.
Oh, Kenton's very excited about it. This has got a lot of potential.
That you, darling?
Hello. Sorry, I got delayed. Stopped off with Greg to talk about the shoot.
Oh.
Wednesday, remember? Our first big day. The whole bunch of Matt's cronies coming.
Oh, dear.
Got trouble?
Oh, it's this photo of Bert. It won't scan properly. It's got a line down the middle.
Well, maybe it's the scanner.
Oh, he's made such a fuss about his wretched hollyhocks. Won't be nearly as good as the other picture.
Poor you. I'd have to understuff it.
I'm sure you would.
Okay, well, I'm going to put my feet up.
Oh, Brian, before you disappear again, next Thursday.
Yes?
Well, you haven't forgotten we're going to Grey Gables.
No. Peggy's birthday, do.
Well, her birth is actually the day before, but we're all going to the nostalgia night.
Okay, it's in the diary.
That's good. And, I've been worrying about Debbie.
Just for a change.
She was so keen to buy Honeysuckle Cottage. And Simon, too, they both were.
Well, if they can't afford it.
Yeah, but couldn't we try to help them?
By we, you mean?
Well, all right, I know things are difficult at the moment.
Yes, they are. We're hardly making anything.
Yes, but it's not as if we're bankrupt, is it?
Well, not yet.
We could find some cash if we really wanted. Oh, just think of Debbie. She's been so much happier. It would do them good to be settled somewhere nice in the village. It might make all the difference to their marriage.
I don't know. Still asking quite a lot, darling.
Well, I think it's only fair.
Fair on who?
Well, I mean, if somebody else was farm manager, you'd have to provide a house for him, wouldn't you?
Well, it's not quite the same.
It is. It's almost as if you're getting Debbie on the cheap.
That's not true at all. I pay her a proper wage for what she does. Anyway, that's not the point.
After the last buyer let them down, I'm sure Tim and Siobhan must be keen to sell. So we'd be helping them too. Brian?
All right. I'm not making any promises. I'll think about it.
So, you've been a good boy. Had a nice time with your Uncle Kenton?
We saw a video.
Oh, not Star Wars again.
No, a new one.
Oh, a hard one for you.
There was a tunnel and there was a zombie in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was all this blood and this giant spider that spits out green stuff.
Giant spider? Where is this video?
It's wicked. I want to see it again.
No, not today.
Oh.
Daniel, what's this you've been eating?
We had a treat.
So I see.
Hello, I'm back.
I have to talk to Mummy about this.
Oh, hello. The meeting seemed to drag on forever.
Mum!
Hello, sweetheart. Oh, it's so nice to be home. Where's Kenton?
Gone out with Kathy. He left as soon as I got back.
Oh, did he say when he'd be back?
No. Shula, can I have a word?
Yes, of course.
Come through to the kitchen. Won't be a minute, Daniel.
What's the matter?
Kenton's idea of kids' entertainment.
Oh! Where did he get it?
Not from the village shop. Apparently it's full of zombies and giant spiders.
Oh, no.
Not even a PG, it's a 12.
You'd think he'd have more sense.
You know, Daniel, he was spooked by the Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Well, this'll give him nightmares.
And Kenton's been giving him chocolate.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Didn't you tell him?
Yes, of course. I explained all about the diet and his arthritis.
Well, we're going to have to sort out a few ground rules, especially where Daniel's concerned.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I really don't want us to fall out with him. He'd have nowhere left to go.
Yeah, well, there's another thing that's been worrying me. What about this cyber cafe?
Well, what about it?
I mean, for all his talk about getting Usha involved...
I'm certainly not interested.
He's obviously still looking for a partner.
Not me.
So he hasn't mentioned it to you again?
No, he wouldn't dare.
You're quite sure about that?
Darling, I made it crystal clear the first time he asked. I've had my fingers burnt before. I won't touch it.
Now, though, it's time for the archers, and Bert's been left in charge at Brookfield.
Hey, up.
Right. She's on my list. She must come inside today.
Ooh, and there.
I'm not sure if she's yet ready to carve.
Well, these heifers, you never know. Oh, that's it. Go on.
Okay. Thanks, Bert.
Who's that one that calved on Sunday?
Oh, she's well. She's good.
Looks all right to me. Bull calf.
Yeah. Today I'll get him to drink from the bucket.
Well, you need hand with anything, you just give us a shout.
Thanks.
No, I dare say you are better with the calves than I am.
No, I don't think so.
No need to be modest.
I think we need some more straw here.
Oh, we'll fetch some. Then maybe we can nip in for a cuppa.
Yeah.
You coming down to fireworks tonight?
I don't know. Perhaps I'll stay here.
Oh, you can come down for half an hour. You don't want to miss a party.
Well,
they're doing special food at the Bull. Hot dogs and baked potatoes. You can bring your drink outside in a plastic glass.
No, I don't want to leave the farm. And I think I'll be tired.
Well, I'll be there anyhow.
I can finish here now if you want to go in.
Oh, no, I'll give you a hand.
Okay.
Then thanks. We'll both go in. If there's time, I want to have a go on the computer.
Hey, we'll play some good games.
Oh, huh? I want to use the internet.
Ah, so you're going to download some nice pictures of girls.
Oh, no, get off.
It's all right. I want that, Frida.
I want to look at Jennifer's website.
Uh-huh.
Right then. So, you've had no problems so far this morning? No milk fever, mastitis?
No, everything's fine.
Right, that's good.
Well, there's another heifer. It's her first time in the parlour. She tried to mess around, but I calmed her down.
That's the difference between you and me. You get along with cows. I just puts up with them.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
Why? You're not worried, are you?
No. No, I'm not worried.
What about Josh?
He's been very good. David's still with him down at your neighbour's.
I hope he's going to be all right.
I'm sure he'll be fine. Mrs. Watkins is so nice, and he's got lots to do. Much better for him than coming with us. Now, are you all right, love?
Yeah, not so bad. Trying to keep it together for Mum's sake, if nothing else.
Yes.
I just hope I can do my speech all right.
Try not to worry about it.
As long as I can get through it without getting upset.
No one would mind. We'll all be feeling the same.
I'll be glad when it's over, though.
Now then, I hope I haven't kept you all waiting.
No, we're in plenty of time, Heather.
This scarf, I'm still not sure about it.
You look fine, Mum.
It might be quite cold in the church.
Do you think I should take my bag?
You'll probably want it if you haven't got it.
Yes, you're right. Oh, it looks as if the car's here now.
Ruth, love, can you check my scarf at the back? I'm not sure if it's straight.
Okay.
And here's David.
There. That's fine. You look great, Mum.
Thank you, Pet. Stay with us, won't you?
Yeah. So, shall we?
Yes. I'm ready.
Why have you put wire around the bottom? You don't usually.
It's for the hedgehogs, so they can't creep under.
Oh? So where do they go, then?
Oh, I don't know. Last night the green was full of little hedgehogs wandering about, moaning and saying they couldn't find no shelter.
Oh, ungrateful little so-and-so.
Yeah. So, that's a decent bonfire, though. What do you reckon?
Eh? Should go off all right. Warm your cockles.
Yeah, there's no rubbish in there.
Any Rhoda, what I come to ask was...
Christmas trees?
You talked to this mate of you?
Yeah, I saw him down the Fox and Hounds last night. He's going to let us have 500.
Oh, great. When's the delivery?
Won't be till the end of the month.
Well, darn nice one, mate. Right, we'll have to start clearing the yard.
Ah, plenty of time for that, isn't there?
Well, Mike.
What?
Well, if we get all these punters coming up for trees, you know, all full of cash and Christmas spirit...
Yeah?
Maybe we could flog them something else.
Like,
Well, there's Holly and Mistletoe for a start.
Yeah, well, no harm in that, I suppose.
And, well, this is just a suggestion, like.
Yeah?
Maybe I could flog a few of my garden ornaments. String up a few lights, get Clary to make some mince pies.
Mince pies?
Of course, it'd need a bit of organisation. We'd have to put up a few stalls.
Stalls? Now, hang on.
Just temporary. And there'd be something in it for you. You'd get your share of the taking.
So you want to turn our yard into some kind of Christmas market?
Could be a nice earner. Bit of extra cash for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. So why not have roast chestnuts and Santa Claus in his blooming grotto?
Yeah, why not?
Do you think Jill needs a hand?
Mum, she's got lots of helpers. You go and sit down.
Oh, sit down.
It's all under control.
To be honest, Pet, I'd rather be doing something.
Now, Heather, here are the vol-au-vents.
Oh, thanks, Jill.
There's Auntie Sylvie. Why don't you go through and sit with her?
Yes. Yes, perhaps I should. I don't want her rowing with your Auntie Dot.
That's it, Mum. You keep the peace. Thanks, Jill. She's a bit touch and go. What about you? How are you doing? It's a relief, to be honest. I really thought I was going to lose it.
Your talk was lovely. Lots of smiles.
I hope so. I think it's what Dad would have wanted. A few jokes, a bit of a laugh.
Yes. I'll never forget his speech at your wedding.
Yeah.
And I still can't get over how many people were there today.
Yeah, that was really nice. Especially for Mum. Mm. And they've all been so...
Ruth?
It's okay. I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, let's start passing some of these round, shall we?
Whoa, nice one! That rattled a few windows.
Oh, I told her it's inaccurate. She ought to use my picture instead.
Oh, and another!
Do you think it's only fair? You could have hundreds of people looking at her website, maybe even thousands, and I don't want them thinking...
So did she then?
Eh?
Did she change the picture?
Oh, yeah, she did. I had a look this morning. Now you can see what my garden's
good, really. So you're happy then?
Well, it might have been better if she consulted
me. All right,
me
Bert, got your earplugs?
You what?
There, see? Deaf as a post.
Oh, I'm going to have a pig in clover.
Sober, Mike, me old mate. What's that verdict?
Hey?
A Christmas market at Willow Farm.
Oh, yeah. Well, to be honest, I haven't had much chance to think about it.
Come on, it's a great opportunity. Think of that profit.
So we're talking about stalls and decorations.
Yeah, and you know what you said about Santa Claus?
Hey, that wasn't meant to be serious.
No, but if we can fetch the kids along, the mums and dads will come too. We could put up a bouncy castle.
Ain't got much room in the yard.
OK, a small bouncy castle. And we'll have to think up a name for it.
Name? Well,
I know. How about Tuckerland?
Yeah, Tuckerland. It's got a nice ring to that.
Yeah, maybe. You on?
Yeah, okay then, why not? Yeah, let's do it.
Bert! 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 Bert!
Oh! Hello there, young cabber. You decided to come after all.
No, I...
You ought to have one of these. It's a pig in clover.
The pig. No, it's the cow. The heifer.
You're steady on. What's the matter?
The heifer. The one who's having the calf.
Oh, is she started?
Yes, but it's not coming. She's in trouble. Please, can you come and help me?
Mom?
Oh, hello, pet.
I thought you were meant to be putting your feet up.
I just noticed these pots lying here.
Okay. Let me give you a hand.
They've all gone, have they?
Yeah, even Auntie Sylvie. Me and David will be going to bed soon. He's got a long drive tomorrow.
You're quite sure you want to stay?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You know, you don't have to. I'll be all right here.
Mum, I'd like to stay. It's all been settled.
Right. I shan't argue.
Shall I dry these for you?
Ah, thanks, pet. More fireworks over the way. Someone's having a good party.
Looks as if it's down at the wreck.
Aye. The round table, they still have one every year. I remember it.
Mum?
Oh, Ruth.
Okay, I know.
I tried so hard. I can't do it. I can't pretend anymore.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Oh, he was such a good man. I'm going to miss him so much.
Oh, come on, where are you?
Bert, it's been a long time now. Maybe we should call the vet.
No, not yet.
I don't want to lose a calf. What would Ruth say to me?
Don't worry about that. I've got one leg round.
Right, that's good.
If I just get hold of the other.
Yes.
Now, you're doing a grand job there. You just keep her steady.
That's
away. I'm fake it.
You're over.
Ah, there. I've got it.
Yeah.
All right. Nearly next time she gives a push.
Daring, Mama. Just me to beat it. Your van.
I said, Daring.
Daring. No, no.
Here. Ah, that's it. She's done it.
The cough. Oh. Is he okay?
It's a she. Let's have a look at you.
Bert?
Ah, she's fine. Nice little effort.
Ah.
Well done, you did a good job there.
It's not me.
Oh, you don't know what you said to that cow, but he'd done the trick. Oh, teamwork, eh?
Thanks, Bert.
Cathy's helping Kenton with his business plan.
Change of plan. We're not going out tonight.
Oh.
Well, Kenton's coming back here and we're having supper at home.
She won't need me to babysit.
No, not tonight. I'm sorry to mess you around.
No, don't worry. That's fine.
Only Kenton's taking me into Borchester this afternoon. There's a place to let he wants to show me. An old cafe.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, food. I am famished.
Hello.
Why aren't you out beating?
Oh, I got fed up. One of my boots was leaking. And I'm not doing the last drive any road.
What was that?
That's Greg Turner. The wind's blowing the wrong way all summer. Oh, hey, any of that ham left?
You'll have to help yourself. I'm back off to work.
Why don't they feed the beaters?
I couldn't hang around for that. I've got things to do.
What things?
Gnomes and pixies. Mix up some concrete, get a new batch started.
Gnomes and pixies?
Then I'm going to start clearing the yard up at Willow Farm.
Already?
Well, the sooner we start, the better. There's a lot to be done.
Oh, is this for your Christmas trees?
Not just trees. We're going to have a proper Christmas market.
Oh, that's the first I heard.
I only heard about it yesterday.
So what are you going to sell?
You name it.
Where's my bag?
Holly and mistletoe, gifts for your garden, decorations and mince pies.
Oh.
Everything you need for a traditional Borsetshire Christmas.
It all sounds very festive.
Now for the kiddies too. Visit Santa Claus and his helpers in their grotto.
Santa Claus.
That's the idea. Of course, we still got to sort out a few details.
Yeah, like who's going to make all their mince pies?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, well, we can see to all that later.
That's what I'm afraid of.
So what is your opinion on all this, Clarence?
Oh, she thinks it's a great idea, don't you, love?
Oh. Well, we can certainly do with the extra cash.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dead cert. Well, you know, people took money around before Christmas.
Well, I wish you luck.
Hey, Clary,
yeah?
I had another idea.
Go on.
Well, we could let out a few of the stalls to the trade. I got some mates to jump at the chance. What do you reckon?
It's all between you and Mike. Nothing to do with me.
Well, I presume Mike's agreed to all this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you know about these stalls you're going to let out?
Not yet, but...
Oh, there's Kenton. I must be going. Bye, Clary.
Bye, Andy, and
good luck with your Christmas market.
Eddie Grundy, king of the car boot sales.
Well, you've got to hand it to him. At least he's not afraid to have a go.
Oh, yeah, they'll be queuing up all the way from Borchester.
You never know. If word gets round, it might be quite popular.
A few trestle tables stuck round a muddy farmyard. Neil's pigs nosing round over the fence, I don't think so.
Well, I think it's quite a nice setting, if they tidy it up a bit.
Sweetheart, it's miles from the nearest main road, plus there's all the competition from the town. People always head for the bright lights at Christmas. If ever a project was doomed from the start...
Oh, I do hope it's a success. I can see they really need the money.
Take it from me. Eddie's hardly got a great track record, has he?
Oh, I suppose not.
And let's be honest, what he knows about running a business, he could write on the back of a fag packet.
Oh, well.
Oh, tractors. Come on. Oh, come on.
Are we late?
Well, I told the agent that we'd be there at 5:30.
Well, we've got plenty of time.
I'm a guy who's in a hurry. I want to get this business up and running. Oh, you wait till you see this place, Cathy. It has got so much potential. You're going to love it.
Yeah, that bird's looking in good shape.
It was very difficult.
Ruth will be delighted.
I was very happy when she was born.
Well, her first calf. Sounds like you had quite a night of it.
I wasn't sure what to do, and then...
Well, you did just the right thing. You went and got Bert. And between you, you've delivered us a great little heifer calf.
Hello. Is this the latest arrival?
Yeah, quite a tricky birth.
Yeah, so Bert's been telling me. Well done, Chabot. Sounds as if you managed very well.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not just the calf either. It's all looking very neat and shipshape.
Yeah.
Parlour's spotless. Cows all where they should be. Calves fed and bedded down and happy. You've done a good job all round.
I guess I was lucky. We had no other big problems.
Oh, not all luck, I'm sure.
He's just being modest. He could run this place single-handed.
Well, not yet, maybe.
Give him a few more months.
OK, now, milking. Almost time to get them in again.
Yes, I'll go down and...
No, it's my turn. You've done your bit.
But you've come down all the way from the north.
Northumbria. It's not exactly the land of the Eskimos.
And we shared the driving.
Although, I wouldn't mind a cup of tea before I get going.
Right. You get some tea, I'll go and...
No, wait, you don't look so perky yourself.
How much sleep did you get last night?
Well...
Bert says you were still going when he left, and that was pretty late.
Yes, and I come down in the night to check the calf.
Oh, yeah.
And then up at four to start the milking.
I'm all right.
Come on, you better go in before you fall asleep on your feet.
Well, if you don't need any help...
I'll be fine.
Put the kettle on. I'll join you in a minute.
Thanks.
OK. Good, well, when Ruth rings tonight, I can tell her everything's fine.
Yes.
So she doesn't have to come rushing down here to sort it all out.
No, I think she's needed more where she is.
It's the perfect location. Borchester Green School, just a few blocks away, and it's an easy walk from the college.
You've got that good Indian place on the corner.
Yeah, but they cater for a different client base altogether, you know, takeaways and late-night drinkers. That's the kids we're after, and the students, the 13 to 30 brigade.
Well, it's quite a way off the high street.
Yeah, but it's cool, it's quite a hip area, or it soon will be.
If they ever do extend the pedestrianised area.
Yeah, Borchester's Covent Garden, just down from the covered market.
How long's this place been empty?
I don't know, a month or two.
And you think it only closed because it was badly managed?
I don't know if you ever came in here.
No, I told you.
Well, me neither, but, you know, from what I've been told, the guy did not have a clue. Tea bags and flapjacks.
Hey, we serve them at Lower Lockley.
Anyway, look, you can see, it's all here. I mean, all it needs is just, you know, a shot of imagination and creative thinking.
Yeah, there's a funny smell.
That's all those years of instant coffee and stale sandwiches.
So, where would you begin?
OK, well, good clean-up, obviously. You know, I mean, strip out most of this seating. I mean, who has pine these days? Bring in some new tables and chairs.
You know, what kind of style do you think?
Well, it's got to be fairly chic and modern, but not too posh. You know, maybe a touch of the Latino. We'll have to redecorate, of course. And maybe a couple of tree ferns. Well, basically, a complete makeover.
Sounds like quite a lot of work.
No, that's what's so great. Most of it's quite superficial. There's no structural changes. We can leave the servery and the kitchen as they are. Tidy them up a bit. Bring in some new equipment.
Yeah, well, where would you put the computers?
Put them along these two walls here. No worries.
It must be quite complicated, though, surely?
No. You don't need a degree in computer science to run a cyber cafe.
No.
But once you've got your broadband and your extra phone lines installed, you're away. You talk to my mate Stuart.
Well, your tame IT expert?
Yeah, the guy I saw the other day. And all this stuff is, it's designed for idiots. You buy it, plug it in, and away you go.
And who installs the software?
I do know how to load a CD-ROM.
So do I, but I still get this programme has performed an illegal operation.
Yeah, but the great thing is not to be intimidated.
I presumed it was designed to intimidate.
No, look, don't worry. I know how to troubleshoot an internet browser.
Yeah, you can do training courses.
Honestly, Kath, I've got far better things to do with my time.
OK.
So, what do you think, eh? I mean, this has got to be the ideal place for the business, hasn't it?
I can see it's got potential, yes.
Well, I don't think we need to look any further.
So what next?
Well...
I suppose you'll have to get on with your side of the business plan.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. I'll have to get cracking, won't I?
Poor Chabba. He's in a chair in the sitting room, fast asleep. I haven't the heart to wake him.
Well, we're just about done for today.
Well, might as well leave him. Your mother's giving Josh a bath. And Pip, she's up there too. She still seems a little unsettled by it all.
Well, that's not so surprising.
Well, she's tired, of course, so I suggested she watched a bit of TV, but she seems to prefer to be with us instead.
Well, that makes a pleasant change.
Yes.
Oh, after all that, and her mum being away...
Well, perhaps once she's back in her old routine.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks. I thought Josh was a bit quiet on the way, huh? Did you notice?
Yes, I did.
I think he's finally understood that he won't see his grandpa anymore.
Well, it's a hard lesson to learn.
Yeah. I'll have to try and spend some more time with him. Not that I'll have much to spare till Ruth gets back.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. I'd almost forgotten.
What?
Now, where did I put them?
Ah, yes. Now, I got these last week when I was in Borchester.
Fireworks!
I thought I'd better not wave them around.
Wait!
It's the best box I could find. Oh, and there are a few rockets here, too.
Hey, Dad, that is fantastic.
Well, I thought the children would be upset at missing the bonfire.
You are a genius. We can have our own display.
Oh, Josh could help me build a bonfire.
Oh, that's brilliant. I've had so much on, I never even thought.
I'm not sure if he shouldn't wait until Ruth gets home.
No, he can't wait that long.
Well, when do you think?
Well, give it a couple of days, maybe.
Well, Friday after school.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Dad. They're going to be really excited.
Thanks ever so much, Betty. Bye.
Oh, Eddie, you still out here?
Yeah. Just making a start on the clear-up.
Well, you can see to do anything.
Well, I've got the yard lights in tight.
I've got some eggs for our tea. I ain't got nothing else in.
OK, look, I'll be down in half an hour.
You really are serious about this Christmas market, aren't you?
Why not? It's got to be worth a try. Won't be much of a Christmas for us otherwise, eh, love?
No, you're right. Don't stay up here too late, though, will you?
Nah. Isn't it all timber out the way?
Betty seems quite keen on the idea anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, it'll be a real Christmas wonderland up here, love. Lights and decorations and people queuing up to buy our trees and my ornaments and all the other Yuletide fare.
That would be nice.
It's all there, in me head. I've even thought of a name for it.
Oh.
The Grundy World of Christmas. Big notice over the drive. Can't you just see it, love?
Well...
Sounds good, doesn't it? Grundy World of Christmas. We'll have to get a few flyers.
But Betty says that we're going to be called something else. Tuckerland.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Mike told her.
Well, that's just for the kiddies area. You know, the Santa Grotto and maybe a bouncy castle or something.
No, the old thing. That's what Betty said.
Oh, she must have got the wrong idea. It's not going to be Tuckerland. It's going to be the Grundy World of Christmas.
Does Mike know that?
Well, I haven't told him yet.
Oh.
But Mike's okay. He won't mind. He's right behind us.
So that's all right, then?
Yeah, you'll see. Oh, it's going to be a real Merry Christmas.
Siobhan's meeting her birth partner for lunch.
Oh, and it might be worth packing a couple of good books.
You think I'll have time to read?
Not after the birth, probably. Not unless you're very lucky.
I was going to say.
But if your labour's very slow at first and there's nothing much happening, it might help to take your mind off it.
Not sure if I'll feel like reading.
Well, you never know. Put one in anyway.
All right.
Of course, you'll have me there to talk to if you prefer.
Elizabeth, it's not too late to back out if you want.
Hey, don't be silly. I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting quite excited.
Really?
Yes. And I'm getting a free lunch out of it already, if you're sure you will.
No, look, this is on me.
Okay. Aren't you getting excited too?
I'm not sure if that's exactly the word. Though I am looking forward to it. Well, you know, to having the baby.
Yes.
I've waited so long now. I feel as if I've been pregnant forever.
Well, you know, even after all my complications, it was worth it. That first time you hold them, it's like no other feeling on earth.
And I suppose until it happened.
You forget all about the birth. You feel as if you'd have gone through anything. Well, that's how I felt anyway, once we knew Freddie was all right. May not be the same for everyone.
So long as I end up with a nice, healthy baby, that'll do for me.
You will, I know.
Better not say too much. I'm getting superstitious. So, how are things with you? How's the antique rug?
Oh, still with the cleaning specialist. I won't even tell you the quote they've given us.
Oh, dear.
And they're still saying they mightn't get all the stain out. It's been rather stressful. Not just on me, I'm afraid.
No, what about Kenton?
No idea. I haven't spoken to him since Friday morning.
I see.
I talked to Mum yesterday.
They're back from the funeral?
Yes. She said it was all very sad and moving, as you'd expect. Hardly room to stand in the church.
How old was Ruth's father?
63.
No age at all, is it?
No. Oh, so awful for Heather. Ruth stayed on with Ben to try and look after her.
Right.
Not just a pretty face. She can swing an axe as well.
No need to sound quite so surprised.
I thought it must have been Mike Tucker down here.
So we're getting a little bit low, so...
You know, come here back for dinner.
Oh, you thought you'd have the place to yourself, did you?
Well...
Been at the dairy, remember? I was through a bit sooner than I thought, so...
You eating?
Yeah, there's that soup left from yesterday.
Oh, great.
There's plenty there. Hang on, I'll heat it up for you.
No worry.
Actually, mine tastes a little bit funny. You know, sort of oily.
If you've been making cheese all morning.
Yeah, my tea tasted a bit weird too. Maybe it's just me.
How long have you got?
Well, not long. I'll have to be at the shop by 2.
Oh, if I'd known, I'd have come in sooner.
Busy morning?
The usual. No more smashed up feeder bins, anyway.
Oh, good. I don't want you messing with a bunch of thugs.
Yeah, I've got more sense. Though I do worry about Will.
Well, let's hope they've taken out their aggro on the storage bins.
What about you? Everything okay at the farm?
Yeah, I got another batch started. Tom's being a pain, as usual.
Any special reason?
Does he ever need one?
Well,
he was a little bit worse than normal. Underwoods went to put in an order for his Christmas pudding sausages.
Oh, he must be pleased with himself.
He's so desperate to sell them, he practically bullied them into it.
Do you reckon?
Now he's crowing all around the farmyard. He really thinks he's going to be a sausage millionaire by the time he's 30.
Look who's here.
Greg. Hello.
Afternoon.
Sorry to disturb you. Oh, hello, Helen.
Oh, hi.
No problem, is there?
No, not really, but I've had some feedback from the shoot yesterday.
No complaints, I hope.
No, well, just a little grumble from Matt. He was on the phone this morning.
So what's he upset about?
Well, apparently one or two of his chums were quite disappointed you didn't get round doing the last drive.
Oh, were they?
Longwood, wasn't it?
It's not that I didn't get round.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you must have had a good reason.
There was half a gale blowing from the north. The birds would have either gone back or kept too low.
Yes, I quite understand.
It wasn't Greg's fault.
No.
We'd have gone to a lot of trouble for almost no result. And they got their last drive. I took them up to the plantation instead.
Yes, I suppose it's because Longwood's usually one of our best drives.
If the guns wanted to complain, they should have come to me instead of bleating to Matt Crawford.
Greg, I'm on your side. I told Matt that whatever you decide, I respect your judgment as a keeper.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
I'm sorry to come bother you about it, but I had to pass on what Matt said.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Mr. Aldridge.
So, keep your bag packed and ready.
Yes.
Clean nighty.
Yes.
Mobile charged.
Yes.
The first sign of anything happening, give me a call.
All right.
And I mean anything. And don't just think, oh, it's probably a false alarm, you won't bother me. Promise.
Yes, I... Oh, look, don't stop. No, quick, drive on.
Why? What is
it? It's Brian. That's his car, parked outside.
Oh, okay.
Must have come early.
Just for a moment there, I thought...
I don't suppose you want to bump into him here.
I'd rather not.
Okay, this'll do, at the corner. That's fine.
Right. Now, remember what I said. And thanks for the lunch.
No, thank you. For everything. I'll be in touch.
There's a map here too, look.
Ah.
It's of the whole farm. It shows where they think we could have our 6 metre field margins.
Mm. So one along by the river.
Mm. And on the north side of the wood here, where the crops are shaded out anyway.
Yes, I see.
And here, where we've got the row of oaks along the hedgerow.
Oh, one of our last few decent hedgerows.
Yeah, well, the Fwag guys have got something to say about that too in their report. There's advice about how best to manage our hedgerows for the benefit of the wildlife.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, there's some good stuff here. I'm really glad we did it.
Well, I know the Fwag rep came at a bad time for you, right in the middle of the...
Yeah, less said about that, the better.
Oh, what does Brian think of it all?
I haven't had a chance to show him yet.
Well, he said he'd be back later this afternoon.
Well, whatever he thinks, I really want to go ahead with this and do it properly. Carry out all their suggestions.
Well, I'll certainly back you up.
We could go even further.
Oh, how?
It might make sense to sign up for the Countryside Stewardship Scheme next year.
Yes, why not? Oh, I think that's a marvellous idea.
There is money there for conservation. I think we can make good use of it.
I'm not sure what Brian will think of that.
Well, I'll try and nab him as soon as he's back.
Yes, I definitely should.
Though I don't see why he should object, really. It makes good commercial sense.
Mm. Oh, Debbie, have you talked to him about Honeysuckle Cottage?
To Dad? Mm-hmm. No, not really.
You still haven't put in an offer?
No, Mum. There isn't any point.
Go on, then. Tell me.
You're not going to like it.
Come on. I can't say until I've heard.
All right.
What about Rollo?
Oh. Well,
okay, I'm seeing the look on your face. It's another hero.
I'm sorry.
I knew you'd do that.
It makes me think of a clown or Rollo the Gypsy Rover.
Okay, forget I said
no,
it.
No. Look. It's a sweet name, really, but not for our child.
Oh, fair enough. Well, you better tell me yours.
Well, if it's a girl, I still like Roisin.
Oh, good, because so do I.
You know, you're sure?
Yeah, positive. Should we call that settled?
Great. Roisin it is, then.
And what if it's a boy?
Well, there is one name that's really grown on me.
Okay, then.
I better warn you, it's very Irish.
I'm still waiting.
All right. What about Rory?
Rory?
Yes, now, it's not Rory. Quite spelt the way it sounds. It's R-U-A-I...
No, don't tell me now. No, it's what it sounds like that matters.
So?
Yes. Yes, I really like
it. Now, you're not just saying that.
No, I wouldn't lie about something so important. Oh, no, I'd be proud to have a son called Rory.
So would I. Rory Donovan. What do you think?
Is that your maiden name?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it? We've got the names. Now we're all prepared, you'd better get on with it.
Oh, well, it's not up to me. It's little Roisin or Rory here.
Yeah, I suppose we'll just have to be patient.
I'll have to sit around and keep up with the soaps.
Mm. Well, if you want to pass the time, perhaps you ought to have a think about Honeysuckle Cottage.
A think?
I mean, I know you can't speak for Tim as well, but what kind of offer might you be willing to accept?
Oh, you're wet, aren't you?
If you'll let me get my coat off.
Grumpy.
Who's grumpy?
The water's hot if you want a bath. I've cooked you a nice supper. Home sweet home, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, the pasta's not quite ready yet. Another 5 minutes.
Yeah, I can wait.
Anything else I can do for you in the meantime? Massage your aching limbs? Pull the burrs off your jumper?
What burrs?
Oh, you're not still sulking, are you?
Eh?
Because of what Brian said this afternoon.
Oh, that.
He wasn't getting at you. He doesn't like Matt Wolford either.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, look, I'll have to wipe this down.
Well, if you'd rather play with your shotgun.
It's been out in the wet. I'll have to wipe the rain off if I can clean it.
All right, don't let me... Greg?
What?
That's a new tea towel. The ones I just bought.
Oh, is it?
Yes, they're nice, the linen, and they're not for cleaning guns.
I'm only wiping the rain off.
Yes, but... Ah, right, I get it. Here, let me smell that.
What?
Come on, give it. I knew it. Gun oil, that's what my soup tasted of.
How?
You've done this before, haven't you?
Well, I'm...
And then I use it to wipe the dishes, you mucky thing, you.
Oh, come on, there's no oil on that.
There is, look.
Unless I spilt some. Okay, I'll find a rag.
No, don't get moody about it.
I'm not.
I wasn't serious. I was only teasing.
Oh, were you?
You are still sulking, aren't you?
No.
You are. Come on, that's not allowed.
Well, it does make me wonder why I bother. I work all year round from dawn to dusk. No one seems to appreciate it.
That's not true.
Matt Crawford doesn't.
Right, that's enough. If you don't stop, I will stop.
Oh, no, Helen!
I won't stop until you laugh. Come on!
All right. I give in.
Well, that's better. I'm not living with a grouch. Hey, Dad, don't run away. I want to talk to you.
Huh? What about?
About the FWAG report. I wanted to sit down and go through it carefully.
Okay, but before we do that...
Brian!
Hello!
Darling, nice to have you back.
Nice to be home. And now we're all here, can we talk about Honeysuckle Cottage?
Oh, what about it?
You'd still like to put in an offer?
Well, yeah, but I keep telling you...
All right,
you,
well, how about this? I know you can't raise enough, so if you want to buy the place that badly, I'll make up the difference.
Dad, you mean that...
Within reason, of course. I think you risk a bit less than the asking price.
You serious?
Of course.
Dad?
It suits me to have my farm manager just down the road.
Oh, darling.
Oh, thanks, Dad. That's wonderful.
Pip's missing her mum.
I know. I'm missing you too.
When are you coming home?
As soon as I can. Just a few more days. Now you be a good girl and look after Josh.
Okay.
That's my girl. And have a nice bonfire party. Enjoy the fireworks. Look, I'll have to go now.
Mum?
Can I talk to Daddy?
Mum, wait.
Come on, love. Let me talk to her now.
What is it?
If I scratch myself, will I get blood poisoning?
Well, that's a funny question.
Will I?
Why? Have you scratched yourself?
No.
Well, that's all right, then. You mustn't worry.
But, Mum...
Look, I must go now. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
There. Now, Grandma's in the kitchen. She's making brownies. I think she'd like you to help her.
All right.
Good girl. Hi. How's things?
Oh, not too bad. And you?
Yeah, okay.
What was all that about?
Eh?
Pip worrying about blood poisoning.
Oh, she's all right. She's fine. She's still just a bit unsettled.
She's not hurt herself at all?
No. Positive. It's just her being neurotic.
Okay.
Is Ben all right? Did he sleep better?
Not too bad. Through till six.
Oh, good.
But I can't talk for long. He's starting to grumble.
All right. How's your mum doing?
Oh, still up and down. I'm really glad we stayed on.
Look, you mustn't worry yourself, love. You stay as long as she needs you.
So long as it's all okay with you.
Yeah. Everything's fine. No problems with the cows. We're managing.
You sound a bit knackered.
Oh, I'll survive. You look after Heather.
Oh, there's Ben started. I'll have to go.
Okay, bye then.
Lots of love. Missing you.
Yeah, me you.
I'll try and call you again tonight.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, was that Ruth?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, did you want to speak to her?
No. I'll have a chat to her next time she rings.
Okay. You been up to the ewes?
Yeah. All's quiet. Oh, and I saw George as I came back through the village. He wants to come and talk to you about the Flood Action Group.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not quite sure what it involves.
Oh, it's this phone tree that we can activate when there's a flood warning. Anyone who's willing to go around knocking on doors and alerting people.
Oh, yes.
We've got to find a few new names, you know.
Oh, yes, I see.
I'll do my bit, of course, but I'm really counting on George to do all the arm twisting.
Well, I told him you were busy.
Oh, thanks. I'll give him a call tonight. Better get down and start the milking.
Oh, do you need a hand?
No, thanks. I'll manage. Chabba's fetching them in for me.
All right. In that case, I'll go and find Josh. We've still got some work to do on that bonfire.
Hey there.
Oh.
It's okay. Don't mind me. You keep at it.
We're nearly done.
I just love the way you handle a welding rod. I could watch you all day. Gives me that real 20,000 volt thrill.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mustn't spoil your concentration.
Yeah. Bit of a bodge, but...
Looks fine to me.
Good to have it done. That trailer's been sitting there for weeks with its tailgate hanging off.
Is it safe to kiss you now?
Wasn't sure if you were coming. Thought you might change your mind.
Sorry, I had to see a student after the seminar.
How long have you got?
An hour, maybe. Have to get back in time for this damn lecture this evening.
Can't you get out of it?
No, the guy's doing us a big favor. He's coming down from Cambridge, and it's me who asked him.
Okay, I'm nearly done.
Yeah.
You hold on while I pack this lot up.
Mm-hmm. I tried to call you earlier.
Oh, yeah, I saw I had a missed call. I was doing my travelling saleswoman bit, going around the pubs and restaurants.
Any luck?
So. One firm order, a couple of maybes. At least a few more people have heard of Hassett Hills.
Good. Well, I guess it's decision time.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
If we're going to make that offer.
We could go down to the village now and have another look at the place, if you want. I mean, you're just from the outside.
I already have. I pulled over on the way here.
You're not going off it?
It still looks just the same. Our dream cottage. We're not going to find anywhere better.
Okay.
What about you?
No.
You don't want to take another look?
I did this morning on the way to Borchester. I'm just as keen as ever.
And have you settled it with Brian?
Yeah. We sat down at lunchtime. I told him what we'd like to offer. He says he'll make up the difference. So...
Okay. Will you call the estate agents or shall I? The sooner we do it, the better. Before someone else gets in there.
I don't know. I wonder if our offer's enough. I mean, if we could just raise another 500 or so...
No use, honey. We've been here before.
It might make all the difference. We could always do it tomorrow morning.
Saturday? That could be too late. It's now or never.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
So... You want to make the call?
Okay. Here's 10p.
Hmm?
We'll toss for it.
Need any help?
Oh, yes. If you could hold the torch.
All right.
Thanks. Ah, that's better. You're supposed to fit this up to take the rocket.
Think it's safe? I mean, far enough away from the bonfire?
Oh, yes. I measured it very carefully.
Good.
Do they know we're about to start?
Yes. They're putting on their coats and wellies.
All right.
Poor Josh. He's tried so hard to be patient.
Well, half an hour can feel like a month when you're his age.
Is it 6 o'clock yet? No, not quite.
And he's worked hard. We made a good job of the fire.
Oh, he so enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, me too. Though some of that hawthorn was pretty devilish. Good to have cleared it, though.
Pip's been looking forward to it, too.
Well, I hope they don't expect too much. This won't be quite up to the standard of the village fireworks.
Oh, they won't mind that.
Though one or two of them should be pretty spectacular.
Not too many loud bangs?
No, no.
Phil?
I'll give you plenty of warning.
You'll be in trouble. Pat Fletcher was complaining that it all goes on for far too long these days.
Oh. Well, I'll see if I can aim a rocket at Liebland's.
It wouldn't reach to there, surely. Oh, yes, very funny.
Right, well, we're all set now.
Oh, and Susan Carter rang a minute ago. She'd heard about your Christmas choir.
Oh, right.
I said you were busy and you'd call her back.
What, does she want to join us?
Well, she wasn't sure if you were still going ahead after all the disruption.
Oh, yes, it's still on. I'm hoping we shall start rehearsals soon, in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
I hope Susan realises it's all very informal. I mean, no auditions or anything fancy like that.
She's got the general idea. She knew it was for the carols by candlelight.
Ah.
Don't run, Joshy, you'll fall over.
Oh.
Anna, where are those matches?
Yes, come.
Hello.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, all right, before you say anything.
You can't do this, Jeanette. You can't just walk into my office.
Why not?
You know damn well.
I'd say I have every right to be here. That's one advantage of being married to your head of department.
Look, I don't want us to have a row.
That's not why I've come.
The best thing you can do for both of us is to turn around and walk right back out again.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that.
You'll have to. I've got a visiting lecturer coming here in 10 minutes.
I'm not leaving, Simon. You and I are going to talk.
Hey, yeah.
Noisy.
Hey, great, that's brilliant.
Not too loud for you, Pip.
No.
Yay, and again.
Oh, my poor ears.
That loud enough for you, Mum?
They must have heard that in Pennyhasset.
Hey, Pipsqueak, do you want a sparkler? Go on, you're not too grown up yet.
Hold it carefully.
Is Grandad all right?
What?
Is he all right?
Of course he's fine.
Hey, don't worry, he's being very careful.
But he hurt his arm.
What?
He did. He's got a plaster on it.
Oh, yes, that was yesterday, when he was building the bonfire with Josh.
There we are. Hold it away from your
it's
face.
Just a scratch. It won't hurt.
But will he get blood poisoning?
Oh.
No, of course he won't. Not from a little scratch like that.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
Pipsqueak, Grandad's fine, okay? I promise. You mustn't worry about him.
All right.
Come on, Pip. Your turn.
Go on. Go and have your sparkler.
I want a big one.
Well, they're all the same size.
That was odd.
Here you are.
No. I get it. She was worrying about blood poisoning to Ruth this morning.
Why?
Well, it all figures. She's just lost one grandfather.
Oh, so you think it's all to do with...
Yeah, I reckon it has to be. It's her first brush with mortality. She's afraid she's going to lose one of you.
Oh, poor girl.
It could explain why she's been so unsettled.
Yes, we should have thought. I hate to see her worrying like that.
Yeah, me too. Well, I expect she'll get over it.
We'll try and make a fuss of her. Perhaps that'll make her feel better.
There, Pip. Hold it carefully. That's it.
2 weeks? I'm not allowed to see you. I'm not allowed to phone.
It's tough on me, too.
You. You have no idea what it's like for me.
Yes, I do, and I'm sorry.
Oh, don't give me that. You don't give
That's
up.
That's not true, Jeanette.
Oh, yes, it is. You're quite happy. This suits you just fine.
You think I'm enjoying not being able to see you?
Well, it's not exactly breaking your heart, is
it? I'm doing it because I have to. I am
trying
to say...
Oh, yes, I know why. You're quite happy to cheat on your wife. But as soon as she smells a rat, it's goodbye and keep out of my way while I try and save my marriage.
No, it's not goodbye. I don't want this to end.
Well, if you really mean that, you'll have to try and do better. You can't treat me like this. I'm not one of your students.
And just what do you mean by that?
Oh, come on. I'm not a fool. Everyone knows. Is there a girl on your course you haven't slept with?
That's ridiculous.
All right. All right. I'm not interested in your sordid little peccadilloes.
Anyhow, that's all over since I met you.
If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be here now.
No, please. Please try and see this from where I am. If this was your marriage, wouldn't you try and do the same?
I'm not a man. How could I possibly say?
It's got nothing to do with me
being a
man. Oh,
and don't tell me it's just the same for a woman.
Okay. Okay, it's a lot tougher on you. I understand. But I can't help that, don't you see? You're not being fair on me.
So, where do we go from here?
Jeanette, we both went into this with our eyes open. We both have other lives. Soon we'll be able to get back to how it was before.
I'm still waiting for an answer.
I don't want to lose you. I'd do almost anything.
Almost?
Please, don't give up on me now. Just give me some more time.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.